Ronald, is proving you're the best running back in this draft, is that a goal of yours at this combine, or does that?
Yes, sir, most definitely. Yeah, I want to prove my worth, you know, to the team. So, looking forward to coming out here and competing.
Ronald, what do you like to play in? What do you think is your best?
I think I'm best, you know, in between the tackles, you know, outside zone, counter players, all that. I like to do it all. So,
looking at that outside zone and the ability to cut it back and get upfield, how does your skill set match that?
I believe it matches a lot. You know, if you look at, you know, what teams do, and like certain teams with the pull, pin and pull, a lot of stuff that we did at USC. So, I think, you know, I'll come in, you know, adjust, there'll be a learning curve and all that. But once I get that down, I'll be good to go.
And how comfortable do you feel doing that?
I didn't do too much of it, but I'm very comfortable doing it. And, you know, I know how important it is at the next level to protect, you know, the money man, the quarterback next to me. So I look forward to getting better at that as well.
Size-wise, do you think you have to prove at the NFL level you can do that, though?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm looking forward to adding more weight. You know, when teams come back and watch me at the pro day, I'm hoping to be 210. So.
What are your recollections of the Rose Bowl when you were on the field and Barkley were?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a great game. Yeah, he showed out that game. He went off. And, yeah, it was one of the best games, you know, that I played in. And I think that, you know, other people could say they watched.
You scored a touchdown in that game. Had a lot of carries, not a lot of yards, but also yes, sir.
Yes, sir, for remembrance of Joe McKnight. So, yeah, we played that game for him and his family.
Ronald, have you had any meetings with any of the New York teams, the Giants or Jets?
I've had a meeting, a formal, with the Giants.
How about the Eagles? Have you gotten to meet with them at all?
So you said
Philadelphia,
what?
Philadelphia, have you gotten to meet with
no,
them?
No, sir, I have not yet.
Do you know if you have anything scheduled?
I believe so. I think I had one tonight.
On the acceleration side of things, that's something in Washington, you do that really well. Is that when you go through the hole, is that something that you do off the field? Does that come natural? How do you manage to time it just exactly when to burst through the hole like you do?
Yeah, so I think it's something that comes natural, and it has to do with timing. You know, depending on what the blocking scheme is, you just got to be patient and then, you know, hit the hole with acceleration so you don't get caught from the behind.
When people dissect Sam Darnold's second season, they talk about all the offensive linemen hurt or gone. Mm-hmm. Yet your production increased with the same team in front of you. How do you explain that?
I think it was just, you know, opportunity, giving the ball more. You know, the year before, you know, I was a change of pace guy. I was splitting carries with Justin Davis. So I think just being out there on the field more, having an opportunity to make plays.
Do you think Sam's the best quarterback in this draft?
Yes, sir, I do. Yeah, I would say. I got my money on him.
You try to take little pieces of to emulate?
Definitely Jamal Charles. I love his game. He was one of my idols growing up. I like David Johnson style, Le'Veon Bell. So those guys I look up to.
Le'Veon Bell kind of is intriguing.
The patience. Patience, most definitely. And he could do it all. You know, receiver out the backfield. Incredible. Stiff arm, you know, juke moves. He got the whole arsenal.
Some of these draft publications call you a Jamal Charles clone.
Oh, yeah.
What came first? You being a fan of his, or are you reading that stuff?
Me actually being a fan, you know, back in his days at Texas and with the Kansas City Chiefs and then with the Denver Broncos now, I've always been a fan of his game. You know, he's part of the reason why I wear 25. We both had dreadlocks at the time, so just stuff like that. And he's from Texas, so.
Ronald, curious, you have a meeting schedule with the Redskins, and how much do you study up all these teams before you go into these meetings?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm aware of, like, who the head coach is and the GM, the OC, running backs coach. But I'm not sure if I have one scheduled with the Redskins. I had to look at my credentials.
Ronald, what kind of routes have you run in college?
In college, wheel routes, swings. I've ran, you know, posts, like the out and ins. The playbook, you know, I didn't run too many different routes, but I was primarily a check down. I wasn't, like, his Sam's first target, so still, yeah.
Did these pro scouts in the interviews question whether you're a three down back, can you withstand 16 games? How do you convince them just in an interview that you are?
We just watched the film. You know, I tell them that I'm still adding weight. You know, I'm still growing. So I look at, I'm looking too mature as a back. So, yeah, just got to convince them of that. And then, you know, just putting on the tape and showing them that I'm willing and able to get better.
Do you feel like at SC you had the opportunity to show everything you can do? Or are there some parts of your game that people haven't even seen?
I think so, running-wise. But like I said, receiving. And, you know, I can, you know, return as well. I've done that in high school in the past, so. Yeah, just given the opportunity, I could do it.
Do you feel like you're being disrespectful? expected at all in this running back class?
Yeah, I guess a little bit. You know, I feel like I can do it all. You know, I got the capability. So, just, you know, when I get to a team, you know, I'll prove my worth.
You weighed in. Got a report on Sam. What's your scouting report on Sam?
My scouting report?
Yeah, if any of these NFL
teams. I said, you know, he's the best quarterback in this draft. He's the most clutch. You know, he can make all the throws, competitor, and he's a leader. So.
Is there any personality trait behind the scenes that a lot of times might not
know about Sam? About Sam? He's actually very quiet, you know, off the field. But on the field, he gonna get right with you.
You weighed in at 205. Did you add weight since the end of the season, or is that more or less where you
played? I did add weight. I was 208 before I left. I think, you know, the flight took some pounds off me. And, just, you know, lack of sleep and things like that. But, yeah, I was looking forward to being 210. So.
No concern about losing any speed with the added weight?
No, sir. Yeah, that's not my concern.
What are your hopes in the 40? Do you have a goal?
4-4.
What would the scouting report say on you?
On me? Quick north to south runner, decisive, three down back. Yeah, just a lot of speed, a lot of juke, so just trying to score every play. Yes, ma'am, I did last night.
How did that go?
It went well. I enjoyed their time there. It was good.
You were John Lynch and the coaching staff there. What's your impression of the coaching staff?
That's good. I like them. Talked to, you know, the GM, John Lynch, so. They put on some tape, and I got some good feedback from them.
Ronald, do you return kicks at all?
I have not in college. I did in high school.
And do you think you will in
Yes, sir. I'm hoping to get the opportunity because, you know, it's like a big run play. So, you know, just give me some wedge block and I can take it.
Ronald, down by the goal line, are you primarily a push-to-pile type of guy, a guy who runs outside, or leap over the pile?
Yeah, I can run outside, try to jump over.
Do you have a preference as to which way you would go?
Outside, yeah, quickest way. See the ball out.
Ronald, I cover Pittsburgh, and Juju was quite a character.
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite Juju story?
My favorite Juju story probably had to be the stolen bike. I seen a Bleacher Report made that thing with Debo in it, so that was funny.
No, I mean when he played with you.
When he played with me? Man, he did too much. I think we had a game at Cal, and he brought, like, a mask, and he was going around scaring everybody the night before the game, you know. So Coach wasn't too happy about that. He was keeping people up.
Did he have the same effect on your locker room? Was he an uplifting guy?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, he's definitely a team player. He's going to keep it fun, you know, while the work is being done.
If you were to land in a place like Buffalo that's already got LeSean McCoy, an established running back, would that be a comfortable fit for you to be able to step back and kind of maybe learn for a year under a guy like that?
Yeah, most definitely. Learning from a guy like LeSean McCoy, who I try to pattern my game after as well, would definitely be, you know, a great experience for me to develop and, you know, eventually become, you know, the lead back.
Is there a conversation between you and Sam to end up on the same team again?
No, we haven't had that conversation yet, but I imagine we will soon after all this is over.
What would you tell coaches about what you could bring in year one to the backfield?
You know, impact, you know, dynamic playmaker. You know, I can catch, run, you know, return, put me back there, line me up, whatever. You know, I could do it all, just trying to help the team win and be successful.
Well, you've been around this group now of running backs in this draft class. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is.
Impressive.
It's very impressive.
Yeah, what's it like to be around all these guys?
It's cool, yeah, just seeing all their personalities, things like that. You know, we got guys from the East Coast. You know, everybody's here. So just being here, kicking it with these guys has been cool.
And you've noticed that, too. Really,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
You just got yourself as a runner and what you bring to the next level?
What do you say?
Describe yourself as a runner, what you bring to the next level?
Oh, yeah, just north and south, decisive, you know, trying to get up the field, score.
Dylan McCullough, game against Penn State. I'm sorry.
Dylan McCullough, your coach at SC, was recently hired by the Kansas City Chiefs to be the running back coach. What do you have to say to the running backs in that room about the type of coach that he is?
Yeah, they're going to get, you know, a coach that understands the game. He's going to break it down for you, make it a lot simpler, and just give you the tools you need to go be successful.
Against Penn State in a bowl game, you wore number 4. Mm-hmm. Could you talk about what led to all that?
Yes, sir. One of the Trojan greats, Joe McKnight, had passed away. And so I went to coach and asked him if I could honor him in that game. And I reached out to his family and just told him thank you for letting me be the one to wear that number. So it meant a lot to Trojan Nation.
You played with him and you were close to him?
Sir?
Did you play with him?
No, sir, I did not. No, I just wore the jersey as tribute.
What's the number one thing that you want to make sure teams know about you before you leave here?
Before I leave here? That's a good question. I want to make sure teams know that, you know, I'm an every down back and that, you know, I'm working on my strength and getting bigger and all those things to prove to them, you know, that I'm ready for the next level.
Are you surprised to hear that?
just catch swing passes out of the backfield, or are you a guy that can empty out or empty formations and get out there and run routes, you know, 0-9?
Yeah, so I believe I can empty out. They have some packages like that at SC. I just wasn't the primary target. So, but, yeah, I got that in my game, too.
You have a pretty impressive fumble stats, lack of fumbles.
Yes, sir.
Do you remember the last fumble?
Yeah, I do. I don't know if it counts. It was a screen pass against Utah. The one, it was behind the line of scrimmage and it hit my helmet. It was that one.
Oh, so that was a missed lateral?
Yeah.
So does that count? Fumble?
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, after that, I don't remember the last fumble.
Were you surprised to hear that it was Sam for you to come out?
No, sir, it wasn't. Just talking to Sam and my other teammates, we kind of knew, you know, what we wanted to do. And the coaching staff felt like I was ready. So, you know, I got a good feedback from the NFL, and I felt like it was time.
Were you surprised to hear the news that Sam wasn't going to throw here this week?
Yeah, I was a little. I didn't know, you know, but obviously he's going to do his best for him. So, yeah, he's going to be throwing that pro day to me. So, I'll be looking to run some routes for you guys. Yeah, so I
What would it be like if you ended up there as they try to revamp the running game?
Yeah, it'd be nice. You know, my boy Jamal's out there, so it'd be nice to learn from him. And I played in Denver, too, you know, the Buffalo. So, yeah, I like what they're doing down there.
Have you met with Pittsburgh, and what would it be like to reunite with Juju?
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool, too. I know we'd have some crazy end zone celebrations, so that'd be fun.
Did you meet with them?
No, sir, I have not.
But you didn't meet with Pittsburgh?
I have not yet. I met an informal at the training station with the running backs coach. But no formal meeting with Pittsburgh.
Can I ask you another Darnold question?
Yeah.
What is your explanation for the amount of turnovers you had?
Cool. Sam. Oh, Sam. I think just, you know, young receivers trying to establish, you know, chemistry with them. But, yeah, part of it, you know, just being under pressure and things like that with the offensive line, just, you know, being young and inexperienced.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.